You know what I love? When an air show does not make you drive 45 minutes out to some field in the middle of nowhere. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, and I want to talk about one of the most underrated air shows in America, the Cleveland National Air Show Labor Day weekend. Downtown Cleveland, right on the lake, Burke Lakefront Airport, runway 6, right/24 left, 6,198 feet of concrete sitting between the city skyline and Lake Erie. This is not a converted cornfield. This is not a military base an hour from civilization. This is an airport that sits in the middle of a major American city, and when the show kicks off, the performers are pulling high G-turns with skyscrapers in the background. I'm not kidding. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is basically on the show line. You can watch a Viper demo from a lawn chair while looking at the Cleveland Browns Stadium across the way. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story, AviationSoul.com. So let me take you there. Let me set this up for you, because if you have never been to Burke Lakefront for this show, you need to understand what makes it different from every other air show on the circuit. You fly in, that alone is incredible. Burke Lakefront Identifier, BKL, is a towered field sitting at 683 feet elevation, right on the southern shore of Lake Erie. The approach from the south takes you right over the Cuyahoga River Valley. If you're coming in on the ILS runway 6 right, you break out of the clouds and there is the entire Cleveland skyline ahead of you, the lake stretching out to the horizon beyond it. Even on a regular Tuesday, this approach will make your jaw drop. On airshow weekend, it is something else entirely. Transient parking fills up. I need to be honest with you about that. Burke is a working general aviation airport, and it gets absolutely hammered during the show. If you're flying in, get there early. I mean Friday early. The folks at Signature Flight Support handle the transient ramp, and they do a remarkable job. But the demand is real. You want to be tied down by mid-morning Friday to guarantee your spot. Call ahead, file a flight plan, be ready for a temporary flight restriction that locks down the show box during performance hours. Brief that TFR before you launch, because the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, does not mess around when the demonstration teams are flying. Now the show itself. Burke Lakefront has been hosting the Cleveland National Air Show since 1964. That is over 60 years of continuous operation. This is one of the longest-running air shows in the country, and the reason it survives is because the community shows up. We are talking 200,000 or more people over 3 days. They pack the lakefront, they line up along the seawall, they fill every restaurant patio within a mile. The entire north coast of Cleveland turns into an aviation festival. And the backdrop. I keep coming back to the backdrop because it is the single thing that separates this show from everywhere else. When the demonstration team rolls in for the high-speed pass, they come screaming in off the lake. You are looking north at nothing but water, and then suddenly there is a jet at 500 knots filling your entire field of vision, and it rips past you and pulls up, and now the Cleveland skyline is framing the climb. It is cinematic. It looks fake. It looks like somebody CGI'd it. But you're standing right there, and the sound hits you in the chest, and the crowd just loses it. The show rotates between the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels as headliners. Whoever is on the card, they use this lakefront like a canvas. The sneak pass comes in off Lake Erie, where you literally cannot see it until it is on top of you. The opposing passes happen with the key tower in the background. The diamond formation floats over the city like it was painted there. I have seen both teams work this show, and I'm telling you it plays differently here than it does at a desert base. The urban setting compresses everything, the reflections off the glass buildings, the sound bouncing off the concrete. The crowd packed tight along the waterfront. It is intense. But here is what I really want to talk about. Forget the headliners for a second. Everybody knows the Thunderbirds are going to be incredible. What makes Cleveland special is the card underneath. This show has always been phenomenal at booking the full spectrum. You get the F-35 Heritage Flight demo. You get a Viper or a Super Hornet doing a single-ship tactical demonstration that will rearrange your internal organs. You get Warbirds. The commemorative Air Force usually brings something big through. Last time I was on that ramp, I watched a P-51 Mustang and an F-22 Raptor fly a Heritage Flight together against a backdrop of the Great Lakes Science Center. And it was one of those moments where you just stand there and think about the 70 years of aerospace progress flying in formation right in front of your face. They book aerobatic acts that are world class. We are talking the kind of performers who make you forget which way is up. Rob Holland has worked this show, Matt Chapman has worked this show, the smoke trails weaving over the lakefront with the September sun catching them just right, and the civilian performers bring their own kind of energy because they are working a crowd that is right there, not a quarter mile away behind a fence line right there. The show line at Burke is tight because the geography demands it, airport on one side, lake on the other, city behind you, everything funnels the energy straight into the spectator area.
And here is the thing about the crowd at Cleveland. These are not all aviation people. This is a city event. Families come down from the neighborhoods. College kids from Case Western and Cleveland State show up. People who have never set foot near a small airplane in their life plant a blanket on the grass and watch a steerman do lazy eights at sunset. And you see it happen. You see the moment when a kid who came for the funnel cakes hears a radial engine for the first time and their whole face changes. That conversion moment, that is what air shows are for. I talked to a volunteer last time I was at Burke, who has been working the show for 23 years. 23 years she started helping with parking, and now she coordinates the entire static display area. She told me the thing that keeps her coming back is the static ramp on Saturday morning before the gates open to the general public. She walks the line in the quiet before the crowd arrives, and she looks at whatever is parked there, a C-17 Globemaster with its ramped down, a Coast Guard MH-60 Jayhawk sitting on the taxiway, maybe a T-6 Texan II from Vance Air Force Base. And she said, every year there is one airplane she has never seen before, and it reminds her that there is always something new in aviation, always. The static display at Burke is limited by ramp space. This is not Oshkosh, where they can spread across a mile of grass. Every square foot of concrete matters here, so the organizers curate it carefully. What you get is a tight, walkable collection that you can actually spend quality time with. You are not hiking a mile between displays. You are walking 50 feet from a heritage fighter to a modern transport to a general aviation showcase. It is dense, and it is rewarding. Let me tell you about the food situation, because I am ramp, and I do not skip the food report. Cleveland does food right. The air show vendors are standard fare. Funnel cakes, corn dogs, overpriced lemonade, you know the drill. But here is the move. You're at a downtown airport. The restaurants of Cleveland are right there. The East 4th Street dining district is a mile and a half south. The West Side Market, one of the greatest public markets in America, is a short ride across the river. If you're staying the weekend, fly in Friday, eat at a real Cleveland restaurant Friday night, then hit the show Saturday and Sunday. You can do pierogies and kielbasa at a proper Eastern European joint in Tremont, and be back on the ramp in 20 minutes. Try that at Nellis. Now, if you're planning to fly in for 2026, here is what you need to know. Labor Day weekend falls on September 7th this year. The show typically runs Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Gates open early, but the flying starts mid to late morning and runs through late afternoon. The TFR publishes well in advance. Check the Notice to Air Missions or NOTAM system as you get closer. Brief it the night before, brief it again the morning of. If you're coming from the east, the Lake Erie shoreline is your highway. If you're coming from the south, fly the Cuyahoga River Valley northbound and you will see Burke ahead of you. The tower will be running arrivals efficiently, but you need to be on your game. This is Bravo airspace for Cleveland Hopkins underneath, and Burke's Class Delta carved out within it. Know your airspace before you launch. Have the frequencies written down. Be ready for instructions. And if you're not flying in, if you are driving, get a hotel downtown. Walk to the show. Do not fight the parking situation if you do not have to. The RTA Rapid Transit drops you close enough. This is a walkable air show in a walkable city, and that is a rare and beautiful thing in American aviation.
The show is run by the Cleveland National Air Show non-profit, and they have been doing this for decades. They know their business. The volunteers are sharp. The schedule runs on time. It is a professionally operated event with a community soul, and that is a combination you do not find everywhere. I want you to picture this. Sunday afternoon, the sun is dropping toward the western suburbs. The Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels are running their last routine. The whole lakefront is on its feet, and the final pass comes in off Lake Erie at sunset. And for about 4 seconds, every window on every building in downtown Cleveland turns gold from the reflected light, and the jet is a silhouette against that wall of glass.
and the sound rolls across the water and hits you in the sternum, and 200,000 people are screaming, and you can feel the concrete vibrate under your feet. That is Cleveland. That is the Cleveland National Air Show, and it happens every Labor Day weekend at a little lakefront airport that most of the aviation world flies right past on the way to somewhere else. Do not fly past it this year. Show details and schedule updates come from the Cleveland National Air Show Organization directly. Airport information straight from the FAA's airport facility directory. Get the full lineup and ticket info at the show's website, and I will have links over at radiohanger.com. I'm Ramp. Go put Burke Lakefront in the flight plan. You will not regret it.